Now another in our series, Climate Connections with National Geographic. Today we go to the Central American nation of Costa Rica. It's announced it wants to be the first developing nation to be carbon neutral, that is, to have zero output of carbon dioxide. Its goal is to be that by 2021. Though huge challenges lie ahead, Costa Rica already enjoys an international reputation as an eco-paradise. Now, as NPR's John Burnett reports, Costa Rica wants to turn carbon neutral into a brand.
Costa Rica hopes this is a glimpse of the future. A small regional air carrier called Nature Air advertises itself as the world's first carbon neutral airline. Their 8 twin-engine aircraft shuttle tourists between excursions to Costa Rica's white beaches and extravagant rainforests.
Over 1 year, we're emitting roughly 6,000 tons of carbon dioxide, which, if you throw that into comparison as to what some of the other airlines are doing, it's roughly what one 747 would emit in 10 days of operation between New York and London.
That's Nature Air's commercial director, Alexi Huntley. His tiny airline offsets its engine exhaust by paying into a Costa Rican government program that saves forest, because trees store carbon dioxide.
Our clientele are predisposed for this type of environmental action. They will pay a premium to offset their carbon footprints.
Now, just imagine, what if the entire country were carbon neutral, or C-neutral, the hip-hop-esque term they use in government offices? What if everything, every hotel room, every sack of coffee beans, every microprocessor made by Intel, carried the C-neutral brand?
This will be a very important competitive advantage.
Environment Minister Roberto Dobles describes, with a straight face, the brave new world of the carbon-neutral banana.
What is a carbon-neutral banana? Well, a carbon-neutral banana is a banana that reduces its emissions at the agricultural level, at the local transportation level, from the farms to the port, and that will also reduce the emissions in the boats that take the bananas to the different markets.
How does Costa Rica become the first carbon-neutral banana republic? President Oscar Arias has set the goal only 13 years in the future. Preserving forest is part of the answer. Costa Rica has pioneered a forest conservation program that's so successful, the World Bank is replicating it in other countries. A group of government foresters tromps up a lush hillside on a mountain outside of San Jose. The government pays landowners not to cut down forest, or in this case, to plant tree plantations. The conservation money comes in part from a 5% tax on gasoline. Forester Roxana Chacon points to a stand of spindly trees that looks different from the rest of the forest.
Here what we did was recuperate an area that was used for cattle ranching. Landowners think of cattle, agriculture, or selling to a developer, and forest conservation is the last thing they think about. So we need to create an incentive so the property owner will conserve.
It's not a perfect solution. The commercial trees will ultimately be cut down and then more planted. Nevertheless, Chacon says, while the trees are standing, they protect the watershed and capture carbon dioxide. The property owner, Maria Bolaños, whose family owns large cattle ranches, chimes in. If the government project wasn't here, she says, it would be a cattle pasture. Saving trees is important. They're the lungs of the earth. Costa Rica claims to have planted 5 million trees last year, although there's no proof how many of them survived. But that's not going to make this or any other country carbon neutral. New Zealand and Norway have also pledged to erase their carbon footprints by 2020 and 2050, respectively. What they all have to do is reduce emissions. For illustration, in 2005, Costa Rican plant life absorbed about 2.5 million metric tons of CO2, but Costa Ricans produced 5 times that amount, about 12.5 million metric tons of CO2. The big obstacle for all three countries is transportation. Costa Rica's middle class is expanding, and the number of vehicles grew sixfold in 21 years. In order to reduce tailpipe emissions, the government must convince people to buy hybrid, flex fuel, or plug-in cars. And then there are the buses. A gleaming orange bus bound for Colón idles in the San Jose station. Oscar Mata Uraña, paunchy and 52, sits at the wheel. When asked if the owner of the company would invest to lower the emissions of his buses, the driver grins incredulously. They've got to find a way to add additives to the diesel, but the owner won't spend any more than he's already spending, he says. They don't want to pay for anything like that. A few streets away, a 32-year-old accountant named Salgari Quiros stands outside of a theater. He is a C-neutral skeptic and a Tico, what Costa Ricans call themselves.
I'm not against it, but I think it will be very difficult, because here our culture is not educated for such a thing. Ticos like to consume. When a Tico makes more money, he wants more things. Here in the capital, we're saturated with cars.
Some Costa Ricans believe their government's goal of zero carbon emissions is a distraction from more pressing environmental problems. Illegal loggers are still hauling out old-growth hardwoods. The sprawling national park system is underfunded. San Jose still dumps untreated sewage directly into rivers. Moreover, there's growing alarm over a proposal by China to explore for oil in Costa Rica and build a new refinery here. Javier Baltodano, a forest conservation expert, works with a nonprofit called Friends of the Earth.
The new refinery typifies the double talk of President Arias and his team. He speaks of peace with nature. Nevertheless, he talks of increased investment in something that will not reduce the consumption of petroleum, but increase it.
The government says a deal with the Chinese is under consideration, but has not been finalized. No one, not the president, not the environment minister, nor their citizens, the Ticos, are under any illusion that sea neutrality is going to be easy.
Carbon neutrality is achievable under a number of heroic assumptions.
Alvaro Umaña was Costa Rica's first minister of environment and is an advisor to the current government.
What if some of these heroic assumptions don't come to pass?
What if you don't become carbon neutral, but become 90% carbon neutral? I think this still would be a great example to the world.
Or 80% carbon neutral, or 70%. People who work on global warming say, considering the sluggish movement of most countries on climate change, Costa Rica's green crusade, however quixotic, should be applauded. John Burnett, NPR News.